I'm Brian McCreath at Symphony Hall with Daniel Lozakovich, the violinist who has played with the BSO once before, but that was at Tanglewood. So Daniel, welcome to Symphony Hall. Thanks for a little bit of your time today. I appreciate it.
Oh, thank you for having me.
Well, so here you are at Symphony Hall, and I always like to ask people what their first impression is. I don't know if you've ever been in this hall before, but now you've played here. What's your thought about Symphony Hall after your rehearsal today?
It's my first time being here, and before the rehearsal, I had a little walk around the hall and just couldn't believe how beautiful it is that the hall can be so beautiful. It's incredible. And the acoustic are just out of this world. Like, I started and I'm like feeling, wow, this is a really great hall.
Excellent. Well, I'm glad to hear that. Your Tchaikovsky concerto release came out recently, and it's along with several shorter pieces. And it got me thinking as I was listening to you perform the concerto with the BSO here in rehearsal. When you were working on these shorter pieces, did they change your perspective on the concerto itself in any particular way? Did you sort of learn something from these shorter works that maybe applied to the concerto?
I mean, I learned a lot about the composer in general before learning a work, and everything that connects the dots, you know, each piece. Like, there's in the second movement of the concerto is very much like the Lenski aria from Evgeny Onegin, which I also recorded, and it has a lot of similarities, and the phrasings and you need to find for each composer their colors, their sound, their voice, and to find it and hear it, and because you can't play each composer the same, and so you have to analyze this, and yeah, you connect the dots with all the works of the composer. So yeah, everything the composer has, I need to find the color, what I feel, how he wanted it to sound.
And your parents are from the former Soviet Union. Now they live in Sweden, where you were born. Did their kind of background inform anything? Their friends, the people that were around as you've been growing up in Sweden, how much did that kind of filter into this color that you're looking for in Tchaikovsky?
I mean, since I was born, it was always Russian-speaking people around me. And my teachers were Russian-speaking, and my teachers, like my teacher Yusef Resin in Karlsruhe, he was born in Riga and studied in Moscow. And my mentor and coach and best friend, Edward Wulfson, which you just met, who lives in Geneva. He is also born in Riga in Latvia, but studied in St. Petersburg. So they have this, yeah, Soviet school, I would say. And like, I have a lot of people around me that are from this era, you know, and yeah, and I feel like Tchaikovsky is something you have or you don't, like this soul of his. I don't know how to say it, but like when you listen to these musicians that are from these countries that have this background, they do Tchaikovsky in a completely different way. Like, let's compare Mravinsky to Furtwängler. Like, Mravinsky has the real Tchaikovsky, you know? And then you compare Furtwängler, genius, also Tchaikovsky, but completely German, you know? And, yeah, it's something you have. I don't know. It can be in both way, of course, great, because Tchaikovsky had so much influence from French influence, and he had the German structure of composing also, and his main inspiration were, like, Beethoven and Mozart. And you can hear it, especially in his symphonies. But yeah, it's something I had all my life, this surroundings.
Well, and we last saw you at Tanglewood, as I mentioned, in 2017. You played a Mozart concerto there, beautiful performance. But you're still, as we, you know, we have to say, you're still pretty young. And I wonder, between then and now, how would you sort of look back and describe how you've grown in these couple of years just since we saw you in the Berkshires?
What's funny, I have a new violin. And before it was a Stradivarius ex Viotti, 1712. And why it's funny, because, and also great, It was my last concert with that violin in Tigerwood.
Really?
Yeah. Oh,
that's so cool.
And then I changed and generously lent by Christopher Rooning and Edward Wilson. I got a new instrument after Tanglewood, the Stradivarius X Rothschild 1713. And so that's new.
That'd be significant.
And then I've learned much more. I've grown, find more colors.
But tell me this. I mean, so I totally appreciate that a different instrument can have a big effect. But to a lot of people, well, I had a Stradivarius and I got another Stradivarius. That's beautiful and it's great. But what did that actually do? What does this X Rothschild Stradivarius really offer that the previous one didn't?
I think, you know, when I got it, I didn't like it so much. I was still having the memories of X Viotti, like, oh, it's such a colors, I loved it. But then I just got to know her so well and just found so much more. It took time, but then I just am finding each day new, especially in concerts and in different halls. You can, wow, really, this violin can do like that. And then I can use it in other halls. And each time you're learning with these genius instruments, you're just learning with them. And this violin has more brilliance and has this sweetness. I've kind of tried to find this sweetness, but it became that I had in Viotti. But it became a new kind of sweetness, a completely different one. And yeah, the brilliance, the it has a great sound. Like so many colors, like unlimited colors. Like I can find so much, and for each composer, it just works perfectly.
Yeah, and I'm sure that it you'll still find those colors in years from now, because yeah. Those instruments are that brilliant. Let me ask you one more question. I mean, I love this Tchaikovsky release, and your previous one was all Bach, which was fantastic. Is there something that you're looking forward to? Is there music that you're very curious about, but with your schedule, you just haven't had time yet to really crack it open? What's the thing that you're really excited about tackling at some point in the future?
I did all the major works, almost. But what I really want is Schumann Concerto, which is very underrated. And I feel maybe the best concerto with Beethoven concerto for me. It's the most genius, like his syncopes. Is like, this is a concerto where composer is becoming crazy, but still has the normal side in him. Not completely crazy how Schumann was later. He has this in the middle, and this creates the most genius music.
Yeah, no, I love this about Schumann, that he'll take you along in any given piece to where you think you're going to go, and at the last second, he'll veer off somewhere else where you didn't think you were going to go. And so that's a very fascinating answer, because you're right. A lot of people, it's not a commonly played concerto. We don't get to hear it that often. And so it sounds like you're really kind of fascinated by this character and what the music was that he wrote.
Yeah, because many people think he already was crazy, and this is not good music, not his best, but when you really get into it and like understand what he meant, that he's not really exactly fully crazy yet, and that's where he does the greatest music, then it can be something really, really special and, yeah, true music. And I would like to tackle it.
okay. Well, something to look forward to. Daniel Lozakovich, it's great to have you here in Boston. Great to hear you play Tchaikovsky. And again, thank you for a little bit of your time today. I appreciate it.
Thank you.